USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russia's defense minister announced on television Wednesday that he was ordering the retreat of Moscow's forces from the strategically important southern city of Kherson in a potential blow to President Vladimir Putin's war effort. In his overnight address, President Zelensky of Ukraine appeared to cautiously welcome the announcement, saying, "There's a lot of joy in the media space today, and it is clear why, but our emotions must be restrained." Nicole is now a tropical storm, but forecasters are expecting it to strengthen to a Category 1 hurricane before it makes landfall in Florida. The storm's expected to hit the east coast of Florida, then swing back into the Gulf of Mexico, head north, and hit the panhandle. Governor Ron DeSantis telling reporters Wednesday that several counties already have evacuation orders in place.
For those under evacuation orders, remember, you don't need to go hundreds of miles away. Instead, you can go tens of miles inland, stay within the state, and still be safe.
Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chairman Bill Gates disputed incompetence in the 2022 election process as levied by Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Kerry Lake. I do not believe what happened on Election Day can fairly be called incompetence or corruption in any way, Gates said. If people have instances of proof of fraud, we want to hear that, Gates said. But up to this point, we have not. And right now, we are laser focused on getting through this count and doing it in an accurate way. As for Georgia, there will be a runoff election to pick a senator.
Georgia's closely watched race between incumbent Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker appears to be headed for a December 6th runoff. Gabriel Sterling, Georgia's chief operating officer, tweeted Wednesday morning that while county officials are still doing their detailed work on counting the votes, we feel it is safe to say there will be a runoff. End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
During a press conference at the White House Wednesday, President Joe Biden said that he expects to decide early next year whether he will seek re-election for another four-year term.
My intention is that I run again, but I'm a great respecter of fate, and this is ultimately a family decision. I think everybody wants me to run, but we're going to have discussions about it.
Biden also addressed what he'll do if the Republicans take control of Congress.
Will I support the proposal put forward by Senators Johnson and the senator from down in Florida to cut or make fundamental changes in Social Security and Medicare? That's not on the table. I will not do that. I will veto any attempt to pass a national ban on abortion, but I'm ready to compromise with Republicans where it makes sense on many other issues.
Question, are you watching what you eat? The answer out there is a loud and clear you should.
Eating ultra-processed foods may lead to premature death. Researchers in Brazil found that consuming foods such as frozen pizzas, donuts, and hot dogs were likely responsible for 57,000 deaths in 2019 among adults ages 30 to 69. Ultra-processed foods have long been linked to heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. The study appeared in the latest American Journal of Preventive Medicine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.